Have You Seen Luis Velez? By Katherine Ryan Hyde. Performed by Michael Crouch. Raymond slipped out the door of his family's apartment and across the hall to the railed stairs. He looked down the long, rectangular stairwell, 4 floors down to the lobby. At first, he saw no one. It was morning, and a glare of light hit the stairwell from the windows at the end of every hallway on every floor. Still, as there was nothing but another building outside those windows, which hadn't been cleaned, it only looked dank and muted. It didn't match with Raymond's idea of sunlight. A moment later, Andre's face appeared all the way down in the lobby. He looked up at Raymond. Raymond held up one finger in a signal, asking his friend to wait. Then he slipped back inside. His stepfather, who had only just arrived home from his night shift job, sat at the kitchen table, drinking coffee, reading the sports section of the paper. Raymond's youngest half-sister, too young for school, sat eating cereal, tapping the bowl with her spoon in rhythm several times between each bite. She looked up at Raymond and smiled.
"Hi, Ray Ray,"
she said. "Hey, Clarissa." Apparently, his two other half-sisters had already left for school. Raymond grabbed a granola bar out of a box in the cupboard and slid it into his shirt pocket. Then he stood, as tall and obvious as possible, in front of his stepfather's newspaper. Nothing. It should have worked. Tall was something of a specialty of Raymond's. He cleared his throat. Still nothing. Raymond didn't call his stepfather Dad. Not ever. He was allowed to call him Ed, but he had never felt comfortable doing so. He began. Ed lowered the paper and looked up at him. Waited. "I was hoping you could..."
"Unless you tell me what, I probably can't."
"Give me some money for school lunch?"
Ed sighed, and Raymond knew he wouldn't get the money. "How many times do we have to go over this? It's cheaper to eat the lunch your mother made."
"She didn't make me one."